This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An unexpected disaster destroying over 700 buildings on some Indonesian islands, killing nearly 300 people, at least as the count is so far. Jan Gelfand is with the International Red Cross and says the tsunami that struck was completely unexpected.
There would have been zero warning. There would have been none of the triggers would have known, so it would have just happened. Nobody would have been able to predict this.
More than 1,000 people injured in the tsunami caused by the eruption of the Krakatoa volcano over the weekend. The partial government shutdown still in full swing, no end in sight as the House passed a funding bill that includes $5 billion the president's demanding for a border wall. But it didn't pass the Senate. Negotiations have been ongoing. The earliest the chance for another vote in the Senate would be Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On this Christmas Eve, retailers ready to help millions of Americans who still have not finished their holiday shopping. The National Retail Federation estimating over 22 million Americans still have purchases to make today. Most stores and malls across the nation have opened early and won't close until after dinner or later. President Trump says he's aware he can't fire the chairman of the Fed.
Incoming White House Chief of Staff and Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney tells ABC's This Week, President Trump is not the first president to disagree with the Federal Reserve's interest rate increases.
The tension between the president and an independent Fed is traditional as part of our system, so it shouldn't be surprising to anybody that the president is not happy that the Fed is raising rates.
And Mulvaney says that while the president disagrees with the Fed's decision to continue to increase interest rates, he recognizes that he doesn't have the ability to fire him.
Correspondent Rick Vincent, and this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The family of a South Florida woman now suing Airbnb after she was killed in Costa Rica. Carla Stefaniak was celebrating her 36th birthday there in late November. A 32-year-old Nicaraguan man is the prime suspect in her death. He was a security guard at the Airbnb complex where Stefaniak went missing. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's health on the minds of many Americans after it was revealed on Friday that the 85-year-old had undergone surgery to remove cancerous growths from her lung. Social media quickly lighting up with fans of the justice, sometimes referred to as notorious RBG, wishing her a speedy recovery. Justice Ginsburg is expected to be hospitalized for at least a couple more days. Queen Elizabeth has a simple message for Christmas: treat others with respect. That, says the Queen, is the first step towards greater understanding. Part of a pre-recorded Christmas speech to the UK and the Commonwealth, a tradition in the UK since 1952. And Aquaman is topping North America's box offices. The new Warner Brothers superhero picture, this week's number one movie, earning just over $64 million in its first week in theaters. Coming in second, Disney's Mary Poppins Returns. And rounding out the week's top five, Bumblebee, Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse, and The Mule. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the info is right there. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to talking to him again. It's been a while. Last time we talked about his best-selling book that was the best-selling book which he wrote, The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, the story of Dorothy Kilgallen. And there has been something that has always, you know, kind of connected with my consciousness when it came to Dorothy Kilgallen. I don't know. I'm going to bring Mark Shaw on right now. He is the author. Mark, first of all, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks so much.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, there's something about Dorothy Kilgallen, maybe because as a kid, I saw her many times on What's My Line. I wasn't necessarily a, one to note celebrities like this, but something about Dorothy Kilgallen, stuck in my mind, and there was just something about her. In fact, I thought it was kind of curious that she was on the panel. I knew her as a reporter, knew her as an investigative reporter. But that was about the extent of it. But what you have, shared with us in both your books now, in The Reporter Who Knew Too Much and this brand new book that was just released, Denial of Justice, Dorothy Kilgallen, Abuse of Power, and the Most Compelling JFK Assassination Investigation in History, you bring so much to help us understand, you know, the person of Dorothy Kilgallen.
Well, you know, you're a man of the truth and a curious person, Bill, and so I'm not surprised that you've kind of had this interest in Dorothy Kilgallen, because that's what got me, too. That's what hooked me about her. I knew just what you knew. I never knew anything much more about her than the fact that she was that kind of star panelist on What's My Line, which was watched by CBS on CBS for 15 years every Sunday night. People glued their eyes to that show. It was a live show. They guessed unusual occupations, and there was Dorothy guessing more than anybody else. Bennett Cerf called her kind of like a prosecutor, one of her panelists, Bennett Cerf. And so that's all I knew about her. And then through a kind of a quirk of fate, and I believe it was meant to be, when I was interviewing Melvin Belli, who was the famous San Francisco lawyer, represented Jack Ruby and the Rolling Stones and others, he had a comment to me about Dorothy, and it just stirred interest in me that there was more to her than what I knew. And yes, she talked about an investigative reporter. She covered many of the high-profile trials of the 20th century, the Dr. Sam Shepard case, which became the fugitive, the Lindbergh baby kidnapping case, the Lenny Bruce First Amendment case where she testified for him. She had a radio show listened to by a million people in New York City every day. And she had the Voice of Broadway column, which was syndicated to 200 newspapers. And I thought, my goodness sakes, I need to look into what this woman was all about. And then I learned about this mysterious death she had, and that's what got me started.
Well, you know, and to broaden out a little bit more about this woman of influence, I mean, she was extremely successful, right?
Yeah, she was. And it's interesting, you know, she's become an inspiration. As you said, the reporter who knew too much became a bestseller, and we've sold the movie rights and all of that, and I've written a new book for three or four reasons that I'll tell you about. But what I think has inspired so many people, every author hopes that he'll touch the emotions of readers. And that's what happened with the reporter who knew too much, and now is happening with denial of justice. They somehow connect with Dorothy. And I think the reason is because in a day and age when the gender barriers were even tougher than they are now. I mean, women were supposed to be, Bill, you remember, not in the back seat of a car then. They were supposed to be in the car behind.
Right.
And yet Dorothy overcame all of that. She was a college dropout at 18 years old. And I've got a photograph in the new book, which is written for people who read the first one and who didn't, of her sitting at Warner Brothers with the legendary film star Bette Davis. This is 4 years after she dropped out of college. She had ascended to that kind of a status where the New York Post called her the most powerful female voice in America. And so she's a real inspiration to everybody, but especially young women I've heard from around the world who are thinking about getting into journalism just because of Dorothy.
Well, and I think that in light, and you as a journalist, you know, journalism right now in this age of the information age in which we live in has been compromised a bit. And Mark, it really is the onus is on true journalists like yourself in telling stories, you know, of Dorothy Kilgallen, again, honorable journalist that honored and respected the true principles of journalism.
Yeah, if you look at a photo on the DorothyKilgallenStory.org where we have all of the photographs of Dorothy and quotes about her and interviews and her columns and everything, Bill, she's standing in the middle of the courtroom and all the other reporters are around her. Dorothy was a reporter of integrity. She didn't decide her conclusions and then make the facts fit. She found the facts and then she let the readers make up their own mind. How many readers of the books have told me, we wish we had a reporter like Dorothy Kilgallen, or we wish we had an anchor on television like Walter Cronkite or David Brinkley or those kinds of journalists and you know, that basically gave us the facts. They didn't try to cloud it in terms of political views on their part or slanted or whatever. We could count on them for the truth. And Dorothy Kilgallen was like that, and that's why it's so important to look at exactly what she did with the JFK assassination, because unlike anybody who's ever written about it, including me, we weren't there.
Right.
Dorothy Kilgallen obviously was there at the Jack Ruby trial, and in the new book we can talk about some of the shocking disclosures that I present based on a knowledge that Dorothy was on the job there and reporting the facts.
And this is why you had to follow up the reporter who knew too much with denial of justice, one of the reasons, right?
Yes, it is. I found out more information about this mysterious death. As you know, she died in November of 65 in a bedroom she never slept in, a stage death scene, no question about that. I found out more information about the main suspect in her death. I found out then something that just shocked me. A reader down in Fresno, California, called me and said, I have something for you, Mr. Shaw. I picked up your book at 5 o'clock, read it by the time I went to bed, and I have something for you. Do you know about the Jack Ruby trial transcripts? And I said, well, I know about them, but I've never really looked into it. He said, well, you need to, and I'm going to send them to you. And so he sent me 2,000 pages of the Jack Ruby trial transcripts, Bill. It took me 2.5 weeks to go through them. And I went ahead and took excerpts from them, and the pages are embedded in the book.
Yes.
And when people read these documents, it will shock them because it destroys any semblance of an idea of Oswald alone. I'll just give you a couple examples.
Okay.
There's a testimony in there, and Dorothy's in the front row watching and listening, where it says that Jack Ruby was actually in the Dallas Morning News offices at exactly the same time JFK was killed and he was watching the assassination out a window that faced the book depository.
Yes.
That's the first shocking one. The second is that there's a telephone call overheard by him the day before he shot Oswald saying he would be there when the transfer took place, that he was getting into the basement of the Dallas Police Department based on the fact that he was acting like a reporter. So Dorothy knew all of this, and I've actually taken these excerpts and put them up on my website, markshawbooks.com, so people can look at them and make up their own mind. But it's amazing to me because if you look at all the columns that Dorothy wrote about the JFK assassination, they go back directly to what she listened to and watched at the Jack Ruby trial.
We're talking with Mark Shaw, his book, Denial of Justice, Dorothy Kilgallen, Abuse of Power, and the Most Compelling JFK Assassination Investigation in History. We've got more from Mark after the break. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You one step away from surrender. One step away from coming home. Coming home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Mark Shaw continues with us, his brand new book, Denial of Justice. It's the follow-up to the best-selling book, The Reporter Who Knew Too Much. We're talking Dorothy Kilgallen. So, Mark, you get this call that leads you to the transcript right. of the Ruby trial, and there is gold in them thar hills.
Well, yes, and what's amazing to me is that all the authors who have written about the JFK assassination through the years, and you start with Vincent Bugliosi and Stephen King and Gerald Posner and Bill O'Reilly and everybody else, mm-hmm. you know, and including me. We didn't do enough research to realize that the Ruby trial transcripts were gold, as you say, mm-hmm. because that's, you know, you don't, there's no speculation there about the fact that the Oswald alone theory is bash. It's just ridiculous. It was ridiculous back in the 60s. When J. Edgar Hoover was shouting it to the world and brainwashing the world with regard to that crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. But now we have these documents, and they're on the MarkShawBooks.com website. They're also in the book and all of that. And people can see this testimony from sworn witnesses. And perhaps you're wondering, or your listening audience, well, why didn't anybody catch this? Mm-hmm. We have gone back and looked at the newspapers of the time, Bill, and there was none of this information in there. And the reason was because Hoover was shouting Oswald alone, and so that's all the jurors were looking at. That's all the newspaper people were looking at. And so basically everybody missed it, but now that's going to be available. It's my contribution to history, and I hope that people will take a look at those and make up their own mind then as to what happened back in 1963.
Well, as you write, Mark, you know, just like the setting of the room where they found the body of Dorothy Kilgallen, it was manufactured. This whole narrative on JFK has been manufactured. This is why so many of us are, you know, we have lost faith in our government. Because how do you take out a president of the United States, you assassinate him, and then you come up with these goofy stories about a misguided bullet, a round found in his, in the gurney, his brain is missing. I mean, all this intrigue and mystery, and then, oh yeah, we've got hundreds of reporters, including Dorothy Kilgallen, who were looking into this, that suddenly die, mysteriously die. It's almost like dealing with the Clintons, Mark. It's like, you know, like I was saying to a friend of mine, how many people in your circle of friends do you know that where there is a person that has died, much less dozens of people that died? You know, it's so incredible and unbelievable that you know there's so much more to the story that we're not able to find out. And the fact of the matter is many of us, we can't buy into what the government's telling us, and they've compromised themselves there. So if they've compromised themselves there, how much else is compromised within our government?
Well, the book's set up as a true crime murder mystery, so people can take a look at it just like the first one, and it's written for people who read the first one and the second one did. But overall, it's important to realize that, in my opinion at least, the government is very reluctant, it almost never happens, to expose government corruption. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really matter whether it was in the 1960s with Dorothy. I mean, you look at her. She was writing a book for Random House. She was going to expose all this material she heard in the Ruby trial transcript. She's the only one to have interviewed Jack Ruby at trial. She had all this material. She went to New Orleans, connected Marcello, this Don, with Ruby and Oswald. Mm-hmm. She was writing the book for Random House. And, you know, I guess the best quote was from her hairdresser, which is up on that DorothyKilgallenStory.org. She told him, if the wrong people knew what I know about the JFK assassination, it would cost me my life. And she was dead a couple weeks later.
Right.
They could not let her write that book. J. Edgar Hoover couldn't let her expose his cover-up. Marcello couldn't let her expose his being involved in the JFK assassination. So then you say, okay, there's a cover-up of Dorothy's death, a cover-up of what happened to JFK in 63, a government cover-up of what happened to Dorothy in 65. The House, the Warren Commission is a mess. Last night when I gave this presentation in San Francisco at the Commonwealth Club, I took the Warren report and threw it on the floor. It's a joke. It had none of the evidence that made any sense. Dorothy was never called, and all of that. Then you move up to the House Select Committee on Assassinations in the 70s. Dorothy's never even mentioned. All in all the books, it's not. And then you look at today, you know, where partial revelations of the JFK files are given to us, but not all of them, for whatever reason. What can be the relevance of these documents now for something that happened that long ago? So we continue this pattern, and it's continued on to my requesting the New York District Attorney's Office to look into Dorothy's death. They agreed to do so last year. We worked with them on all the evidence I had, and then they slammed the door on it. I'm back at their doorstep again with the new book and the new revelations. But it's very difficult, as you know, Bill, to get any transparency.
Exactly.
And how many politicians run on that platform? Boy, we are going to open up everything
so
the American
exactly.
public knows, and then that never happens.
Well, we got a little bit of taste with Donald Trump, who did release some of the documents. We were told that all of them were going to be released regarding the JFK investigation, and suddenly the trapdoor came down on us.
Yeah, and why? National security, something having to do with that. It just, like you said, you know, unfortunately we're living in a day and time where people don't know who to believe when you come to journalism. We don't have reporters like Dorothy Kilgallen anymore, or Walter Cronkite or whatever. And then with government, who are we supposed to believe? I mean, just think about the fact if we had politicians in office who were, believed in transparency and we could get past all this, what we could do for this country. With the global warming, with the violence, with the gun situation, you know, with all of the things that are going on, the things that affect people every day, not some of this craziness about politics and who slept with who and who's lying about what or whatever.
Right.
It's distressing, isn't it, Bill?
Well, it's all in the truth, Mark. If we can, you know, this is what the show is all about. As you know, we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And this is critical. If we know the truth, if we're making decisions based on the facts, we're a lot better off. And then we have the real opportunity of exercising the fullness of what, you know, the American way of life is all about. Now, regarding the transcripts themselves, because we only have a couple of minutes left, Mark, and we've got to have you back because we could spend a lot more time on this as we started out when we first opened up the conversation here. But what was it that glaringly came out and hit you right between the eyes when you were breaking down the testimony of Jack Ruby?
I tell you, I shouted wow as loud as I could when I read, and you have to think about this. Ruby always said he just happened by the basement of the Dallas Police Department and shot Oswald, and everybody bought that story. I read this testimony at the trial. Dorothy's in the front row. She learns this. This is what made her so dangerous, that Jack Ruby is standing in the Dallas Morning News offices across the way from Daley Plaza, looking out a window that faces Daley Plaza, Bill, watching the assassination, which means he knew about it before it happened. That's
exactly.
The one. And the other is that he admitted in a telephone call that was overheard he would be there when Oswald was transferred. Those are the things that just made me, I even got a shiver when I just said them, because it changes everything about the way the JFK assassination should be viewed. They're the most important JFK assassination documents in history, and hopefully people will pay attention to them.
Well, in the way Jack Ruby also set this up, in presenting himself as a reporter, I mean, he ingratiated himself with the police. He already had kind of an inside track, supposedly.
Right.
You know, we read previously, because, you know, with him being the operator of a strip club, there were some officers there. But, I mean, he's bringing sandwiches to them. He was an often visitor there to the police station, was he not?
Right, exactly. He sure was.
Wow, what a setup. But this is an incredible book. Let me tell you, you will not put this book down. This is so compelling. Mark, again, another outstanding job, and I thank you for it and look forward to having you back, because we need to do a follow-up on denial of justice. Dorothy Kilgallen, Abuse of Power, and the Most Compelling JFK Assassination Investigation in History. Mark Shaw on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Bill, you're a good man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An unexpected disaster destroying over 700 buildings on some Indonesian islands, killing nearly 300 people, at least as the count is so far. Jan Gelfand is with the International Red Cross and says the tsunami that struck was completely unexpected.
There would have been zero warning. There would have been none of the triggers. Would have known, so it would have just happened. There would have, nobody would have been able to predict this.
More than 1,000 people injured in the tsunami caused by the eruption of the Krakatoa volcano over the weekend. The partial government shutdown still in full swing, no end in sight, as the House passed a funding bill that includes $5 billion the president's demanding for a border wall. But it didn't pass the Senate. Negotiations have been ongoing. The earliest the chance for another vote in the Senate would be Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's that ugly sweater you'll never wear or that book you'll never read, we've all received unwanted holiday gifts. Many Americans are now choosing to avoid these gifting gaffes by turning to new ways of giving. The latest Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly half of all Americans are using person-to-person payment services, with more than 80% of those users saying they would gift money to others through P2P. This trend could show why the majority of Americans believe an entirely cashless society will happen within their lifetime. Nikki Katz, Head of Digital Strategy and Emerging Experiences, Bank of America.
It's exciting to see the growth and adoption of person-to-person payments, especially during the rush of the holiday season. At Bank of America, we use these trends to shape future payment innovations and help clients better manage their financial lives.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport. That's bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt, you show me what keto can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my
Bill Martinez, live.
America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Chris Luce is going to be joining us here in a few moments. He's a co-founder and chief scientific officer with Frequency Therapeutics. And because we're going to talk about hearing loss, you know, it isn't something most of us think about until we reach a certain age, or if we can't suddenly we find ourselves finding it difficult to hear. But if you think it only affects older generations, think again. The World Health Organization suggests that 1.1 billion people between the ages of 12 to 35 years old are at risk of developing hearing loss. The reason? Experts say a big part of this risk has to do with everyday noise pollution. Everything from the fire alarm going off in your building to cheering in a loud stadium to even the loud noises that farm machinery can produce. This can increase during the holidays due to more people being out during the busy travel season, as you can imagine. Well, Dr. Luce is with us, and we're going to be talking about what noise-induced hearing loss is, how it impacts millions of people, new techniques and potential therapeutics and clinical trials that may repair damaged tissue in the ear, steps you can take to help prevent hearing loss, how our workplace may be impacting our hearing, and why big sporting events or concerts are great to watch but not great to hear. Dr. Chris Luce, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me today.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this. As I say, until it affects you, you think, well, hearing loss, not that big a deal. But, boy, the numbers we're looking at, you know, 1.1 billion just between the ages of 12 to 35 years old. I mean, this is what I would call a crisis, is it not?
I'd agree with you. And I think with the hearing loss, it not just creates problems with communication, but it can even lead to depression or anxiety and even hasten dementia as people become more isolated from their environment.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're touching a little bit on the effects, but let's make sure everybody understands. When we talk about noise-induced hearing loss, what do you mean?
Noise-induced hearing loss is when there's excessive noise in your environment, and that actually kills the hair cells that are in our ear that really are the antenna that allow us to hear.
Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't touch on this in the intro, but my thought is also, you know, I've been in radio most of my life, so I've had headsets, but unlike many of the other people in radio who have the headsets blasting so loud, I can't do it. I have one cup over one ear, the other kind of off the side, just so that I can hear myself without feeling like I'm bombing away at my eardrums. But then I watch these kids with these ear pods that they're so directly connected to their ears away. They are inside the ear. Is that having an effect on hearing loss?
Well, this absolutely is, and it's both how loud the sounds are, but also the duration of time that you're exposed to it is just as important. And as you look at people who have earbuds in for just hours at a time every day, that represents a real risk.
Yes, exactly. So let's talk about some of the signs and symptoms of the early stages of hearing loss.
Out for. First, just having difficulty in ordinary conversations or noisy environments. But you also can look around to see, are you turning up your radio or TV higher than usual or higher than other people need it? And this is something we should pay attention to both for ourselves as well as our loved ones.
Right. Especially if your wife is saying repeatedly, I told you, but you're not hearing me, right? And she has such a nice way of saying that it also you know, makes it warm and fuzzy. But, you know, we have to be more aware, basically. That's what you're saying. And all these are indicators. Now, hearing loss, is it treatable? And what steps can we take to prevent hearing loss?
Well, let's start with prevention. This is crucial. So when we have noisy environments, like if we're going to a concert or a sporting event, we should wear earplugs because there's dangerous sounds that are present that can cause immediate hearing loss, and that's really irreversible. And even for more normal or everyday environments like on airplanes or in traffic or around machines, we should think about using noise-canceling headphones or other devices to try to reduce our exposure.
Mm-hmm. Those are good ideas. Okay, so is it treatable?
Right now, there are no actual treatments. There are aids, such as devices, which can make noises louder for us to help understand, but don't actually fix the problem and replace hair cells or the biology. But we at Frequency are developing technology. We hope we'll have the ability to regenerate hair cells and help with hearing loss and actually reversing it potentially.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're visiting with Chris Luce. He's the Chief Scientific Officer and co-founder of Frequency Therapeutics. Frequency Therapeutics is a clinical stage biotechnology company developing, as he says, small molecule drugs to activate progenitor cells within the body to restore healthy tissue. Chris, how do our daily lives, you know, from work to the subway, even church, impact our hearing?
Well, we can think about this in terms of decibel level. And, for instance, at rush hour traffic, decibels is how loud a noise is. Rush hour can be about 100 decibels, which over time and significant exposure can really hurt your hearing. And again, with concerts and other events, those goes above 120 decibels, and that can cause immediate loss. So even in our normal lives, we should be very careful and protect ourselves where we can.
Well, speaking of concerts, I'll never forget, there was a big rock group that we played a lot of the records. I was working for an L.A. radio station at the time. Looking forward to this concert, Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. I was just so looking forward to it. And, of course, the concert promoters, we had great relationships with us, so they wanted to make sure all the disc jockeys had front row centers type seats, right? Well, I get into the venue, and it was absolutely painful, Chris. It was everything I could do, and I go, this is damaging. I even went out, and this is at the Inglewood Forum at the time, and I don't know if you're familiar with the venue, but I went outside into the concession area to, you know, just to get some relief. I mean, that's how bad it was, and it was still painful. And I don't know what the decibel level was that night, but you can imagine back in those rock days, I mean, they turned it up loud, and I thought, oh, my goodness, any minute now I'm going to have blood coming out my earlobes here. This is ridiculous. And it wasn't until we got out of the venue, we were out in the parking area, where I could hear it, where it was reasonable, if you could put it that way. But, I mean, it was the most painful experience in concert experience. And I thought, my goodness, there are kids, even to this day, that expose themselves on a regular basis to that kind of decibel level.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely the case. If you feel pain, you need to do something to protect yourself and change your environment. Mm-hmm. And if you also think about the performers as well, where there's been a number of major acts canceled in recent time because the artists are getting exposed to this too, and they're getting irreversible loss, which is very traumatic.
You know, you talk about the noise.
Eric Clapton.
Yes, exactly.
Jimmy Lewis just canceled a concert tour.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you talk about the noise decibels of everyday traffic. You know, what's the noise decibel levels, you know, like at a baseball game even? Do you have an idea?
When the crowd cheers like they have been doing recently in Boston for the Red Sox, where we're based, I can get up to 120 decibels or more.
Wow. And so what is kind of the safe zone? Do you regard as under 100 or the sustainability in terms, you know, I know that probably becomes part of the equation as well, is how long you're enduring that level. But as you say, normal traffic's 100 decibel. Is that kind of the norm?
The CDC, Center for Disease Control, recommends staying below 85 decibels.
Wow.
So really keeping it down to lower than what we experience certainly on the subway or in traffic. And so if we can protect ourselves with noise-canceling headphones where possible, it's a good idea. More information is available at bit.ly/hearingloss info. That's bit.ly/hearingloss info, and you can learn more about the threats and how to protect yourself.
Well, Chris Luce has been our guest, Chief Scientific Officer and co-founder of Frequency Therapeutics. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate all the information. Take care. Have a great day.
Pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Sourcecom score total visits.
Ask yourself, where do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $249 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $529 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $529 a month. Sign up at any time of the year, pick your own doctor and hospital, ask any questions in our live chat box. It takes 2 minutes to find out how to save. Go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive the King.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Prepare him and heaven and nature sing.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know us. We're always givers, right, because we're always giving. Well, I got Daryl Tolbert back with us, and Daryl, of course, gave us a little bit of a tutorial on cryptocurrency, what it's all about, and what's going on. But we also have a new, exciting 12 Days of Christmas promotion that is going to be incredible that Daryl is, presenting to us. Man, you are like the three wise men all rolled into one, Daryl Albert. Hey, I'm so grateful for you for what we've been doing, because, you know, a lot of people have heard about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and, you know, we start seeing, as I mentioned the last time, there's an automobile dealer out in Ohio, I think a Mercedes dealer, that is now accepting cryptocurrency for payment. I think the state itself is accepting tax payments now in cryptocurrency. So no doubt this is here. It's not just on the horizon, but the good news is it's, you know, everybody's able to take advantage of it early, because it's only going to grow, Daryl, right?
That's exactly right, Bill. The exciting thing about cryptocurrency is most people think that cryptocurrency is the future, but actually cryptocurrency is the present.
Exactly. And present more than two ways, because it's not only now the present, but you're going to find it to be probably, you know, next to Jesus, one of the better gifts you've gotten in a long time.
That's amazing that you said that, Bill. With cryptocurrency, there is a cryptocurrency Visa card right now that most people can get. And with this cryptocurrency Visa card, it converts your cryptocurrency into fiat currency or the U.S. dollar in real time. Mm. And what does that mean? That means that you can use your cryptocurrency Visa card to get gas. You can use your cryptocurrency Visa card to get groceries. You can buy cars. You can buy clothes. You can buy electronics in the present. And
right.
It's just going to get better.
And so when you know, people say, well, why should I get involved with cryptocurrency and get a Visa card, you know, cash, cryptocurrency, so what's the big whoop, what's the advantage of me getting involved with cryptocurrency?
The big advantage is this. When we talk about the Federal Reserve System and how it has really disabled America and let us down time in and time again, at some point in time, Americans have to say enough's enough. Mm. And so when they built the what they call the blockchain with cryptocurrency, they built it so that it's accountable. It can't be manipulated. Mm. And so when you're using your cryptocurrency Visa card, you're actually getting your dollar for a dollar versus using fiat currency. You're getting a dollar's worth of a product for 2 cents, so to speak, or vice versa. There is no money left in the fiat currency industry because it is hedged on debt. Mm-hmm. So with the inflation and manipulation, you're not getting your true value for your dollar.
So are you telling me cryptocurrency is inflation-free?
Cryptocurrency is inflation-free. Cryptocurrency is a market that has to show ledgers, so it's got to be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be like in fiat currency, they print money out of thin air.
Right.
So with cryptocurrency, you can't print money out of thin air. It has a set amount of cryptocurrency that's supposed to be printed. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Who's it accountable to?
It's accountable to the people. It's accountable to we the people.
Right.
We
okay.
The people have to make sure that all our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed when it comes to this new form of currency.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's exciting, the fact that you don't have to deal with the Fed, who all of a sudden decides, well, they want to buttress up a particular administration and print up $6 trillion of phony money, which, you know, anybody that's dealing in that exchange, we're going to be dealing with inflation because we've got to pay for that at some point. Right now it's kind of being held off, right?
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Right now, it's so funny that you talk about the Feds and what they're doing as far as fiat currency versus cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they are the biggest naysayers and they're the biggest individuals that vote against cryptocurrency. But and this is some inside information that I was told. But in secrecy, they are lining themselves up or they're positioning themselves to buy as much as possible.
Right. Well, they've got to insure their investment, right? I mean, at this point, they've had it made all these years. They're in control. Cryptocurrency is threatening that. And so they've got to get themselves a little bit ahead because if, you know, when this takes hold, and it's already doing so, Daryl, but when it really takes hold, you know, what are they going to do? You know, their ambition is to secure, you know, what they've got in the bank already, right?
Exactly.
So they're going to try and convert this to, you know, to the old school and try and make sense out of it. But I think as they say, the genie's out of the bottle a bit.
The genie is out of the bottle. I was telling a client this morning, I said, can you imagine the individual in 19 or 1804 when the steam engine was invented? You know, the people that had the horse and buggy business. That was mm-hmm. a business.
Right.
And do you think they were big advocates of the steam engine, or were they the naysayers?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the same in 1879 when the light bulb was invented. Well, what mm-hmm. about the individuals that had the lantern and the oil business? Do you think by any means that they were big advocates of the light bulb, or were they going to say, "Oh, that's not going to work"? You know, stick to the lantern and the oil.
Right.
So the same with the bankers with cryptocurrency. They're going to tell everyone and their mom that this is not going to work, that it's not real currency, this, that, and the other. But they know the genie's out the bottle, like you said, Bill,
yeah.
And their days are numbered.
Well, it's working. That's the deal. And, Daryl, you know, we talked about 12 days of Christmas promotion here on Bill Martinez Live. I mean, people need to understand what's at our very heart here is we wanted to go well with you. This is inside information as to what's coming out in, you know, another year, probably next year at this time. We're going to be talking about cryptocurrency at a whole nother level, and you're going to say, wow. I wish I could have, you know, I should have gotten involved with this, and shame on me for missing this opportunity. But as part of our 12 Days of Christmas promotion, we're going to make it a no-brainer and guarantee your investment, right?
Yes.
So explain to them what we're doing as part of Bill Martinez Live and Daryl Tolbert's cryptocurrency 12 Days of Christmas.
Well, if you have joined Bill Martinez Live and you're a follower of Bill Martinez Live and you're somewhat skeptical of cryptocurrency, I'm going to make this a little easier for everyone. So what we're going to do is anyone that invests in cryptocurrency and in the next 90 days, whatever they invest, they're going to get 100% back in fiat currency. So what that means is if you invest $500 today on the Bill Martinez Live show,
mm-hmm.
in 90 days, you're going to get $1,000 back in cash.
So two for one return?
Yes, two for one return.
In cash dollars. So I put in $500. In 90 days, I get $1,000 back.
Correct. And you probably want to.
I love Christmas. I love Christmas on Bill Martinez. This is great.
and so to help everyone understand how we can do this so that you don't think that this is a bait and switch. I was involved in the very first paradigm shift in the 90s. I became a huge eBay advocate. Mm-hmm. And on eBay, it's buy low, sell high. So what I do is I buy a bunch of product and sell it on eBay, millions of dollars worth of product every year on eBay. And this year, what we're going to be doing is the same thing. We'll buy and sell and utilize our profits to give back to the listeners of Bill Martinez Show as we grow not only the eBay Learning Center, but we grow the cryptocurrency platform.
Wow.
So
see, this is win-win. This is win-win for everybody, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Zero risk in their portfolio.
Well, Daryl, we got to leave it there. Remind everybody, you got to go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com. You'll see the banner ad right there. Click on the banner ad. Get yourself registered. Participate. Take advantage of our 12 days of Christmas promotion. $500 investment in 90 days. You get two for one. You'll get back $1,000 U.S. dollars cash. Fiat money is what we're talking about here. And meanwhile, now you're in the game for cryptocurrency. And get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Put on your seatbelts and get ready to have some fun, because now you are in the game and you won't have to say shoulda, coulda, woulda like in the old days when we had the last paradigm shift and you said, wow, I should have invested in Amazon, or I should have invested in, in social and some of these other social media, Google and that. And I missed out. There's no reason to miss out. It's our gift to you and Daryl Tolbert as well in our special promotion, the 12 Days of Christmas, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Make sure you check out the website, BillMartinezLive.com. Dale Tolbert, as always, buddy, like one of the wise men, we love you, man. Thank you so much for being with us.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart